Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let me put a disclaimer on this. I love my husband.
Here we go.
But, man, sometimes he can drive me crazy.
Like any relationship.
Yeah, and if you've been married long enough, if you've been married, period, you've probably experienced one of those moments you're like, seriously? Art does something repeatedly that I've tried to fix, and it just doesn't matter.
There's no fixing them.
No. So he loves to take his keys with him, even if he's not driving. So if we're in my car going somewhere, he will take his truck keys, his house keys with him. Okay, that's fine. Put them in your pocket. Make sure you have them. No, he throws them in my cup holder and notoriously will leave them in there when we get home at night. So then I get up early, I go to work, I get here, and about 7:30, I get a panicked call of, are my keys in your car? Can you bring them home? I got to get the boys to school.
Kelly, this has happened about four times since I've known you.
I know.
I could go back and probably find four text messages from you saying, I might be a little late. Art left his keys in my car again. And he always informs you when you're like halfway to your destination.
Yeah, sometimes it works out like I'm driving to work and I'll see him and I'm like, oh, let me turn around really quick and I'll run back and get it to him. Sometimes it's like, okay, well, you're going to have to wait because we do our show till 9 and then I'll run home and get you your keys. The kids are going to be late to school. He's had to take the kids to school in the golf cart.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Luckily, now he has his new truck, so he has a spare set. But before that, he didn't have a spare set to his truck, so that was the key. He would have to wait for me to get home.
You've got so mad about this. It's weird how he's such a creature of habit in doing that same thing. Like, if I'm not driving, I don't like having my keys on me out of fear I'll lose them. I don't like feeling them in my pocket or anything, so I just leave them at home. He just has to take them.
I don't know. Leave them behind? Yeah. Like, and you would think that he, no, like he would learn because this has happened so many times.
No, he's not learning.
No, not at all. So let's just vent a little bit.
Here we go.
On a Monday, what does your partner always forget?
Oh, I remember my ex-wife did something that drove me crazy, which I'll tell you in 6 minutes. But we want to hear from you. 888-431-3764. Let's have a spouse venting session this morning. Well, we're having a little bit of a glorified venting session this Monday morning. Kelly's frustrated because her husband always leaves his keys in her car.
All the time. Like, and then he calls and he's like, can you bring me my keys? I'm like, now you're impacting my day because you were forgetful. I need to be like the 909. Says my husband does the same thing. It drives me crazy. He only has one set of keys for his car. However, I don't go back. I make him figure it out.
And I can vouch for this, that he does this, because you've texted me about four times say, hey, I'm going to be late because I had to turn around this morning.
Or if I don't realize it, then I'm like, well, wait, and the kids are going to be late to school. I'll run back to the house to drop off your keys when I'm done here.
The one thing my ex-wife repeatedly did that drove me absolutely insane because it affected our finances. It's not the complete reason we're divorced, but it might have had a little bit to do with it. She traveled a lot for work.
Mm-hmm.
She never did her expenses. Ever.
Ooh.
She hated doing expenses, and she had to pay the travel on her credit card, then she gets refunded the expenses. She never did them, and then the statute of limitations on the expenses expired, and then we'd end up paying for her trip out of her own pocket. And as much as I said it to her, it didn't go through her head. She just wouldn't do it. She'd be like, yeah, tomorrow, I've got a meeting today, I can't do it. So I'm like, this is money. This is money. I'm not good with money, but you're even worse than me with money.
Oh, I 100% would be that nagging wife. Get it done. Do it right now. I'll watch you. I'll help you.
Yeah, I'll sit with you.
Get it done. Sarah and San Jacinto, what is it that your partner always forgets?
To put deodorant on.
Oh.
How do you forget that?
We have two young kids, so I get it, but that's the first thing I do. So, but I put a deodorant in the car, but we live in Southern California, so you can't do that in the summer.
Right.
Yeah, he literally, last time he went to open it, it went everywhere. All over the car.
Like, how many times, like in a week or a month, does he forget to put deodorant on?
Twice a month.
See, if I forget to put deodorant on, I'm clearly reminded I forget to put deodorant on because I can smell myself and I have to keep away from people.
Oh, we get in the car and man, I forgot.
Is he a sweaty dude?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, that's a good thing then.
I didn't really think. He just knows he forgot it.
Oh, gross. The 951 here says, a jacket. My husband gets in the car. Did you grab me a jacket? I say no. He says, okay, I'll just freeze. I'm sorry. I got myself and the two kids ready to go. All have our jackets. You're a grown man.
100% back you up on that one. Yeah. Did you get me this? No. I got the entire family ready except for you. You're a big boy.
We all love our spouses, don't we? They can just get on our nerves a little bit. Is that the best way to put it?
Yeah, sure. Love them. Love you, honey.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.